Hey y'all, yep, basically, so I'm washing clothes today. I've had about 4 or 5 baskets of clothes in my house for I don't know how long, Lord knows, let's just leave it at that, because I feel kind of bad if I really actually told y'all how long these clothes have been sitting in my house. I feel so bad, because to be honest, it's probably been close to a month over or something like that, maybe, but I always wash one basket of clothes, forgetting I have 3 basket of clothes. So I just wash that basket, and then it'd be one at a time, 1 basket a week. And then when I'm done with that basket, I still have 5 more, so they never disappear. They'll disappear if I do them all at one time, but I don't have that much energy or willpower to wash all these clothes at once, because I'm hungry now. I don't want to do anything right now. It's before 12 o'clock. I don't want to do anything. I want to sit here. I don't want to have to go to the laundromat. That's my thing. My dryer broke. If my dryer was working, I'd be so happy washing and folding clothes in the comfort of my home, in my PJs and my bonnet. But if I go to the laundromat, how I'm feeling, how I'm looking, then I'm going to be ratchet, because I'll be there in my pajamas and my slippers saying, oh, you know, I'm too comfortable. I'm chilling. I can't chill at a laundromat. I gotta actually put clothes on. And most of the time, leggings and sweatpants are clothes for me. And sometimes when I don't have pants because I'm not washing damn clothes like I should, I wear my pajama bottoms because I don't have pants. Because I'm not washing clothes. Again. But I'm washing clothes right now. I'll see how much I get done. Probably won't last that long because I'm hungry. So then I'll eat and I'll get comfortable and forget to finish. So that's usually how it goes. You got kids. It's just me and my 2 kids. My daughter, she's 2. My son, he's 7 right now. But, you know, sometimes I just forget and don't nobody be over here. And I'll be like, you know, whatever. I don't want to do it, you know. But I need to do it, you know. So I'm doing as much as I can push myself to do today. I'm going to say that, because I should have been working today, but I didn't, because it's too cold, and then being cold outside makes you want to stay inside and not do anything. I'm not doing anything productive right now besides washing clothes. So I need to wash clothes and continue the process and actually dry my clothes and don't have them sitting in a wet pile and then drying them the next day. I need a new dryer. I hate going to the laundromat. Hi everyone, I just finished my laundry day. Well, not laundry, I didn't finish all of my laundry, but I finished some. All right now, if you don't want to let nobody over. Shit. Anyway, oh, I'm sorry. People are so rude. Like, you see, I'm trying to get over, and then you just like purposely speed up so I don't get to my lane. We both gonna be in the same lane at the same damn red light. Don't make no damn sense. Car right behind me. I'm gonna go slow on purpose. Wait a minute. I don't mean any. He looks cute. Uh-oh. What was I talking about? I'm talking about laundry day. Anyway, I finished some clothes, the majority of my clothes and Anaya's clothes. So I have some clothes to wear. I'm not too lazy. So I'm going to go home and probably eat some more. I have to cook everything. So that's why I be spending all my money on fast food, because it's there and I can just go get it. But I have a little bit of self-discipline today. So I'm going to go home and I'm actually going to finish what I'm doing and fold clothes. Be me in the middle. I love that song. But yeah, I motivated myself to get out the house and do laundry today. That feels awesome. Okay, idiot. So it's to yield. Anyway, I'm about to pull in my neighborhood now. Finally get some clothes put away. And then tomorrow's Thursday. I gotta be busy in the morning. I gotta do Uber tomorrow. I have to. So I'm just gonna do this little bit and then handle the rest whenever I feel like it. So, yep. Y'all tell me why I was just talking and I didn't even press the record button. Boom, you know? Anyway, I got two baskets of clothes that, three baskets actually, that have been in my closet for only God knows. And I'm sitting around here like, man, I don't got no clothes. I don't got nothing to work out in. What am I gonna wear tomorrow? And then it's like, April, ding, ding. Your clothes are in the closet. You just have to wash them. But I don't have a working dryer for my mobile home. I just got my washing machine. I want to stay at home and wash clothes in my underwear. Like, I don't want to have to just wash clothes, wait for my clothes to wash. Just, I'm sitting down washing clothes, thinking about I really don't want to go to the laundromat and sit down some more and be around people. And, like, I'm real anti. Like, I want to be comfortable in my house, in my, you know, house clothes, washing clothes. That's all I want to do. Then I could do it. I have my own dryer. But my breaker keeps tripping or whatever. And when I try to have too many things plugged up at once, it overheat the socket. So, they, you know what? They just need to move me in a new house. Because there's one across the way on the other side of the neighborhood, on the different part, because we got two sides. I'm near the lake, and then there's one on the other side of the road of the same neighborhood, just the other side of the neighborhood. Brand new 6 month trailer, 3 bedroom, $750 a month, $1,500 down. I don't have, but I was like, I wish I could get that, because my trailer, you can't plug up too many one things without it going, and then, you know, gotta get the breaker fixed and for them to do that. I ain't trying to set no fire. Then I got a basket of clothes here, 1, 2 in front of my door. And then there's a bin of clothes that I don't wear, and it's just taking up space. I don't even know why I brought it to my house, because I don't even wear those clothes. Oh, we got a surprise. 2 baskets in the bathroom. I don't even know if they're clean. I really don't, because half the time when you're a mom, you just got to pick it up and smell it. And if it smells like it's all right, you know, and it's not no visible stains, best believe my kid's going to wear it or I'm going to wear it. Hell, we don't got time for all that. I ain't got no dryer. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And then my mom's like, why do you keep your clothes, clean the clothes on the floor? I was like, how about you try living alone with 2 kids under the age of 7. Like, come on. I got a boy and a girl. My son's 7. My daughter just turned 2 in March. My son, he turned 7 in January. So I ain't got time for all that. And, like, they got some clean clothes. I go to my mom's house and get the clothes I put over there for their clothes. And then they be wearing that clothes. But I got to stop being lazy. So eventually, I'm going to go to the laundromat when I think I feel like it. Which, I don't know when that is. So, I'll just do another episode about that later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.